Let us sing number 74 in the white song booklets. We heard it played before. This is a wonderful prayer, welcoming the Holy Spirit into our hearts and lives. He is here tonight. 74.
Emptied of self and filled.
hearts, in much more. You come in, you dwell in this heart of mine. Make this heart your throne, O Lord. Rule and reign in my heart, I pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Savior, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord, hallelujah. That's number 120 in the hymn book, 120. We just sang the second verse. We'll take the first verse, all right? Let's stand. Those who'd like to will stand as we sing. How I praise thee, precious Savior, that thy love laid hold of me. Thou hast saved and cleansed and filled me, that I might thy channel be. Channels only, blessed Master, but with all thy wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day and every hour. Empty that thou shouldest fill me, a clean vessel in thy hand, with no power but as thou givest graciously. Channels only, blessed Master, but with all thy wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day and every day.
and sin, thou who boughtest to possess me in thy fullness, Lord, come in. Channels only, blessed Master, but with all thy wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day and every hour. Jesus, fill now with thy Spirit hearts that full surrender know that the streams of living water from our inner man may flow. Channels only, blessed Master, but with all thy wondrous power flowing through us, thou canst use us every day and every hour. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, fill now with thy Spirit. So we come, we wait for, stand before you, Lord. We have come to ask you to fill us with your Spirit, Lord, that the streams of living water from our inner man may flow, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the fifth chapter of Acts, when the apostles were challenged for serving Christ and preaching in his name, they said, "We are Christ's witnesses, and so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who," remember, "obey him." And in Luke 11, Jesus said that the Heavenly Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him. So the Holy Spirit is given to those who obey Jesus, and the Holy Spirit is given to those who ask for the Holy Spirit. This is the greatest gift that you can ask for. And we just did. And by the way, if you're wondering if that's obedience, it is, because Jesus said ask. Ask and you shall receive. So there you're obeying and asking at the same time. And the Holy Spirit will be given. It's that simple, isn't it? As you open your heart to him and do as he says, And just come believing, you can receive. Jesus, fill now with thy spirit hearts that full surrender know that the streams of living water from our inner man may flow. Let's just sing that verse together and ask, and then receive. Surely we can do that. It's not hard. You just open your heart to the one. Jesus is the great baptizer. Jesus is the one who fills with the Holy Spirit. Jesus is the one who is at the right hand of the Father in heaven, and he's there for whom? For us, that's right. He's there for us, and he sends forth his Spirit. Let's sing it. Jesus, fill now with thy Spirit hearts that full surrender know that the streams of living water from our inner man may flow, channels only, blessed Master, but with all thy wondrous power flow. Thou canst use us every day and every hour. Oh, hallelujah. Precious Lord Jesus, we have come tonight. We have asked for you to fill us, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we need you, Lord. We need those streams of life to flow. Oh, Lord, we want you to use us in your kingdom. Make us a blessing, we pray. Hallelujah. Fill with the Spirit of Christ, Lord. Let his love and compassion flood our hearts, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let his anointing, his unction be upon us, Lord. Hallelujah, that we might serve you in the Holy Ghost, that we might pray in the Spirit, that we might minister in Christ's name for his glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We do want to be channels, Lord, channels through which your blessing can flow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be seated. Come, Holy Spirit, I need you. Come, sweet Spirit, I pray. Come in your strength and your power. Come in your own gentleness. Hallelujah. You remember that when I ask you to stand in meeting, I often say, if you'd like to join me, feel free. That's because sometimes there are people that are not as free with standing and sitting as perhaps I am or you are. So I like them to feel free to do whatever is comfortable for them. And then if we stand for a while and it gets too long for anyone, then just be seated. Don't feel that you have to do something that's uncomfortable for you. I was saying this at church not too long ago back at home. And then the thought came to me, you should tell them to do the opposite also. You know, if we're all sitting and you want to stand and praise the Lord, feel free. If you want to stand and give a testimony, feel free, you know. So I told them that it works both ways. I haven't got a lot of takers for that one yet, while the rest of us are seated. But isn't that a wonderful thing? If you just, as maybe the congregation is praising the Lord and you're prompted to just stand and raise your hands to Him and praise His name, let Him fill you and use you. What could be better than that, right? So we're here for the Lord tonight, and we want His Spirit to move. We want Him to be honored and glorified. So we're so happy to be together tonight. I don't know who came today. I usually welcome the folks who joined us today. I know Susan came today, my wife, so we welcome her. And she's the one that I know of, but I'm happy to be here with all of you again. And I just want the Lord to have His way. I was saying that to myself on the way up here as we drove. Lord, have Your way tonight. Lord, what would you like to do for us tonight? Lord, we just want You to do it. Have Your way. You're in charge. You're in charge. We come to meeting for You. First of all, we're here for You, to give You the honor, the praise that is Your due first. Of course, anything we receive from the Lord, well, that's a byproduct of the other. We're here for Him. That's first. And then, of course, He comes and He fills us with His Spirit, and He pours out His blessings upon His people as they pay attention to Him and listen for Him and love Him and worship Him. So one thing that came to my mind today is that I should give opportunity, and I'm sure there's a reason for this. I should give opportunity if there's someone who would like to just speak a word for Jesus tonight. Whatever it might be, I just want you to have that opportunity. So please feel free, ready to be used by the Lord as He would have you speak for Him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's sing number one in the camp songbooks. Number one. Oh, worship the Lord. Maybe I sprang that on you a little too quickly. So we'll have some time.
In the beauty of
now, dear Lord, we want to remember the cottagers and the villagers tonight. Natick and Nonantum, we pray you'll bless the whole camp tonight. We pray, O Lord, that you'll have your way here tonight in lives. We know that you, Lord, brought these children here and that you have a work that you want to do in their lives. We have a few days left, Lord, and we believe that you are able to accomplish all that you desire. We pray that your Holy Spirit shall work to open hearts, Lord. Give revelation. Let them see Jesus, that Jesus is their only hope, Lord. Let these kids see this, Lord, and call on you. Call on your name. Reach out to you. Open their hearts to receive you. Thank you, Lord. As we prayed last night in the prayer meeting in Ridgewood, someone prayed, oh God, bless every one of those campers. And in these last days, let everyone who's on the grounds, everyone have an encounter with Jesus, oh Lord. And we pray this tonight again for all of us, that we shall all truly meet you in a life-changing way. Oh Lord, this is why you brought us here, that you might work in our hearts your good purpose, Lord. You have a will to accomplish in us. We would yield to you and yield to your working, oh God. And so we especially pray for our campers tonight. Pray for that blessing that only you can accomplish in their lives. Bless them, come to them, and those who are working with them. Oh God, fill these counselors. Fill them with your spirit. Give them your love. Give them your wisdom. Give them your patience. Give them your word. Give them your unction. Oh God, come to these counselors and work in them as well, Lord. We know you have a wonderful blessing for them, a rich reward. You are their exceeding great reward. We pray that you will just come to them all in these days and bless them and have your way, and with all of us here on these grounds, for your name's sake, for your glory, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. 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 There's been a camp theme song. We have it number one, I guess, for a reason. It's a camp theme song for as long as I can remember. And I'm sure you noticed as you sang it that it's praise to the triune God. First verse, the Father. Second verse, the Son. The third verse, the Holy Spirit. We praise the Lord God Almighty. We worship our God from our hearts. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That's a triple hallelujah, right? Isn't that wonderful? What does that word mean, hallelujah? Something good, right? It has to be good. Anybody? It means praise the Lord. Praise Jehovah. Yes. Amen. Thank you. Praise the Lord. So we're singing praise to his name. Come before his presence and magnify the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Let us glorify our God. Amen. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, come before his presence and glorify his name. Oh, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.